Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly's in Concord. She's going to play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
I am.
All right. The new mug. I don't know if you heard.
I don't know if you heard.
New mug up for grabs. If you happen to win, you would be invited in studio for Redemption Week in November. But first, let's play the game. Ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Kelly.
All right. Producer Stevie staying in the room. She keeps track of the score. Jen's leaving the room. She will be in the hallway for the first part of the game. And then after you're done answering the five questions, we'll play a quick song so we can bring her back into the studio so she can answer the same five questions. All right. Here we go. Question number one. We begin with a new Superman sequel has been announced. This is a big deal. We've got a title and also a release date. Man of Tomorrow is going to be in theaters July 9th of 2027. Once again, producer Stevie, how do they know this? Why are they dropping exact dates?
And it's going to get moved, I'm sure, because it's way too early to know.
It could be forward, it could be backward. We don't know. How do they know? All right.
They just need to give like an estimated time, not a specific date.
I just get so nervous. Okay, so Superman is not known as the Man of Tomorrow, but known as the Man of Blank.
Today?
Question number two. The paper just dropped its first season on Peacock, actually today, and it's already been picked up for a second season. This means the comedy is going to return next fall. So the show The Paper is a follow-up and also a spin-off to which series that ran from 2005 to 2013?
That would be The Office.
I hope it's good. I'm going to check it out.
It makes me nervous.
I am very
All spin-offs make me nervous.
We shall see. Picked up for a second season might be a positive thing. We'll see.
It's going to be one of those they hate watch, like people did with the Sex and the City.
That's a great call.
Like people watch it for
You're
nostalgia,
so invested, but you know it's not great.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Question number three. That's a great point, Stevie. Question number three. Lady Gaga just dropped a new single and made her debut on Netflix on the show Wednesday. So her new song is called The Dead Dance, and there's even a Tim Burton directed video to go along with it. I watched it earlier this morning. It's actually really, really good. So Lady Gaga plays a teacher at Wednesday's school. Give me the name of that school.
Oh, a Little Monster School.
Little Monster School.
Great name.
It is a great name. Question number four. Rumors have been swirling about Taylor Swift being the Super Bowl halftime show. While on yesterday's Today Show, Roger Goodell, who is the commissioner of the NFL, said it's a maybe. He also noted that they'd always love to have Taylor play. He didn't
maybe
say no.
That's what I'm saying.
He didn't say no.
He didn't shut it down.
He did not shut that down. I was watching it specifically to see if he said no. He didn't say no. All right. Name one of the two teams that played in last year's Super Bowl.
The 49ers.
Question number five. The season 34 cast of the partners of Dancing with the Stars has finally been revealed. Some of the celebrities include, well, there's Corey Feldman, you have Andy Richter, you have Elaine Hendricks, Dylan Efron, Hilaria Baldwin, and the list continues on. The first ever winner of Dancing with the Stars was which actress?
Let's go with Sandra Bullock.
Let's go with Sandra Bullock for the answer for question number five. All right, so we're going to see how you did with those five, and then we're going to grab Jen, bring her back in, and ask her those same five questions. It all happens in 3 minutes. Jen's back in the studio. Let's continue with the game. It's Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Kelly of Concord answered five questions. Producer Stevie, let Kelly know how she did.
Kelly got one.
All right, Kelly.
Oh.
Nah.
All right, Kelly. Guys, Jen, the same five questions. We're going to see what happens.
All right.
See what happens. Brand new mug up for grabs. Let's see. All right. We're going to begin with question number one. The new Superman sequel has been announced, and we have a title. We also have a release date. Man of Tomorrow is the name of the film. It's going to be in theaters, apparently, July 9th, 2027. Somehow they already know this. Okay. Superman is not known as the Man of Tomorrow, but known as the Man of Blank.
Steel.
The Man of Steel is correct. Question number two. So the paper just dropped its first season on Peacock today, and it's already been picked up for a second season. That means that the comedy is going to return next fall. The paper is a follow-up, and it's also a spinoff to which series that ran from 2005 to 2013?
The Office.
It is The Office. As we move to question number three, Lady Gaga just dropped a new single and also made her debut on the Netflix show Wednesday. So her new song is called The Dead Dance, and there's even a Tim Burton directed video. Lady Gaga plays a teacher at Wednesday's school. Give me the name of that school.
Nevermore Academy.
It is Nevermore Academy. Question number four. Rumors have been swirling about Taylor Swift being at the Super Bowl halftime show. This is not new news, but while on yesterday's Today show, the commissioner of the NFL, his name is Roger Goodell, said it's a maybe. He also noted that they would love and always love to have Taylor play. That's not a no.
It's not a no. Can you imagine?
Yes. All right. Name one of the two teams that played in last year's Super Bowl.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
That's one of them. Eagles, the other. And Eagles won that Super Bowl. Question number five. The season 34 cast and partners of Dancing with the Stars has finally been revealed. Some of the celebs. You have Corey Feldman, who's going to win. Andy Richter. Elaine Hendricks.
He's not going to win.
That's my call. Dylan Efron. Hilaria Baldwin. And the cast of others. The first ever winner of Dancing with the Stars was which actress?
Oh, I feel like it was that girl from Kelly Monaco.
Oh, my gosh, it was.
From General Hospital. Yes. Yes.
Was it General Hospital? I knew it was from a soap opera. That feels like a bajillion years ago. I can't believe you got that.
Yeah.
Final total. Nice job with that.
Kelly won Gen 5.
I mean, she got all five, Kelly.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
It was one of those days.
It really was.
Kelly Monaco.
I'm sorry.
And the soap opera. I knew it was a soap opera. Yeah. I would have not even known it was General Hospital. Like, very, very well done. All right, Kelly, you're going to have to try again. See if you can get that mug. See if you can get into Redemption Week. In the meantime, thank you for listening to the show, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Kelly from Concord, and I did not Trump you.
Michael from the Northern Ridge on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. How's North Ridgeville?
It's a little rainy.
Yeah,
it is. Not too bad.
Yeah, drizzle this morning. What's going on? Should clear up later on. That's according to Trent McGill. Me? No idea what's going to happen later on today.
It's all right. Just repeat what he says. You're
good
to go.
That's what I do all day. All right. So you're going to play today. You're going to play this hour. So ask Jen to leave the room. That will start the game.
Okay, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Michael.
Here we go. Michael's ready.
Thank you.
Steve, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. She keeps track of the score. You know how this works. There's a timer involved. Jen loves it. That door shut?
Yep.
Okay. It was a gentle shut. Just want to make sure the door shut. All right. So she is in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. You answer the five questions to the best of your ability. We're all rooting for you. We're all playing along. When you're done answering the five questions, I will play a quick song that allows us time to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio. Then she answers the same five questions and see if you can trump Tui today. So let's begin with question number one. And the trailer for Wuthering Heights is here. The film stars Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi with Charlie XCX delivering new original songs for the soundtrack. In 2023, Margot Robbie starred as the lead in a blockbuster based on a famous toy brand / doll. What was the name of that movie?
Barbie.
All right, question number two. Lara Croft is officially heading to Prime Video with Sophie Turner stepping into the iconic Tomb Raider role. Which Jonas brother is Sophie Turner's ex-husband? It's either Kevin, Joe, or Nick?
I'm going to have to guess. Let's go with Joe.
All right. Good guess. Question number three. The second season of Celebrity Substitute is coming to YouTube, and it has some big names making an appearance. You'll see Renee Rapp, Ed Sheeran, Gigi Hadid, and more stepping into the classroom. Which of those three celebrities, once again, Renee Rapp, Ed Sheeran, or Gigi Hadid, just dropped an album in August titled Bite Me?
Gigi Hadid.
Question number four. Noah Kahan is married. The singer and his longtime girlfriend tied the knot in an intimate ceremony in their home state of Vermont. This happened on August 23rd. What is the name of the hit song by Noah Kahan that became viral on TikTok in 2022 and is considered his breakout track?
Oh. Dance with me. No clue.
That's all right. Question number five. Kelly Clarkson is set to make her return to TV. It's happening on Monday, later this month, on September 29th. This season on the Kelly Clarkson show, she's going to sit down with guests such as Reese Witherspoon, Scarlett Johansson, and also Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Who was the very first celebrity guest on the Kelly Clarkson show back in September of 2019?
It was Reese Witherspoon.
Okay, we'll go with Reese Witherspoon. I think it just hit the timer with question number five. Now Jen has to answer those same five questions. We're going to grab her. She answers those questions in 3 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see how Michael of North Ridgeville did during a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. How did he do?
Michael got two.
There you go, Michael.
Good job, Michael.
Okay.
Two correct today. So now you know how it works. Jen's back in the studio. She has to answer the same five questions. Let's continue the game. Question number one. The trailer for the film Wuthering Heights is here. The film stars Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi with Charlie XCX delivering new original songs for the soundtrack. In 2023, Margot Robbie starred as the lead in a blockbuster based on a film based on a famous toy brand slash doll. What was the name of that movie?
The Barbie movie.
It was. Well, Barbie movie.
The Barbie.
Kidding. Question. Stevie just gave me that. God. I'm like, really? I'm totally kidding. Question number two. Lara Croft is officially heading to Prime Video with Sophie Turner stepping into the iconic Tomb Raider role. Which Jonas brother is Sophie Turner's ex-husband? It is either Kevin, Joe, or Nick.
It's Joe.
It is Joe. As we move to question number three. The second season of Celebrity Substitute is coming to YouTube, and it has some big names making an appearance. We're going to see Renee Rapp, Ed Sheeran, Gigi Hadid, and more step into the classroom. Which of those three celebrities, once again, Renee Rapp, Ed Sheeran, Gigi Hadid, just dropped an album in August titled Bite Me?
That's Renee Rapp.
Question number four. Noah
album
Kahan.
Album of the year.
Yeah.
Sure is.
You love it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Best album ever.
Ever?
That much?
Ever.
I knew you liked it. I didn't realize it was that much.
But that might be drunk. But it's up the top five.
It's up there.
Yeah,
okay.
It's up there for me.
Question number four. Noah Kahan married. The singer and his longtime girlfriend tied the knot in an intimate ceremony in their home state of Vermont. This happened on August 23rd. What is the name of the hit song by Noah Kahan that became viral on TikTok in 2022 and is considered his breakout track?
Stick Season?
It is. By the way, 2022?
I know. You said you said something else. That 2023 with Barbie movie. Ugh.
Hate that year? Or was it?
It just feels like that's long ago.
Yeah, like Barbie just came out.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's strange.
And we're ahead to 2026 quick.
We are.
Don't.
Question number five.
Don't do that to her.
Do what?
It's already September.
It's already September.
Yes! Stop it.
Then you have October.
He does this to me, Stevie. Sorry.
November.
It's the worst.
December.
Yes, you do, Tim.
Question number five.
Not a lot of months you had to name there. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. We're close.
That's exactly right,
we're right
Stevie.
Up against it.
Don't.
Question number five. Kelly Clarkson is set to make her return to TV on Monday, September 29th. This season on The Kelly Clarkson Show. She's going to sit down with guests such as Reese Witherspoon, Scarlett Johansson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Who was the very first celebrity guest on The Kelly Clarkson Show back in September of 2019?
Mm. I was going to say Drew Barrymore, but she has her own show. Drew Barrymore.
Actually, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
bringing him
nice.
Back. See
bringing
nice
him right. That works out.
Look at that question. Proud of you, Stevie. Final totals there, Stevie.
Michael 2, Jen 4.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry, Michael.
You only missed one question today. You were on a roll today.
It was a good day. It was a good day at Trump Tui for me.
That's right. Michael, you'll have to play again. Try to win that mug. See if you can get into Redemption Week. We appreciate you listening and playing, Michael, buddy, but you know what you need to say.
Yeah, this is Mike from North Ridgeville, and today I did not trump Tui, but I will be back.
There you go. He'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.